living outside of prophecy. We live under the secret administration, completely outside of the subject of prophecy. Sadly, some believers become obsessed with their interest in Israel's prophetic program, rather than the advanced revelation committed to Paul for Christ's body today. They focus on John's prophetic revelation of Jesus Christ, rather than Paul's secret revelation of Christ Jesus. Few know and appreciate the grand distinction between the earthly Jesus Christ and the heavenly Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 16, verse 25, Paul says, "My evangel, the heralding of Christ Jesus, according to the revelation of a secret hushed in times aeonian." Rather than Christ Jesus, John's prior revelation was in regards to Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:1, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Those unaware or confused concerning Paul's unique message in his perfection epistles ignorantly focus on signs and dates rather than the Savior himself and his glorious celestial appearing. When God revealed this secret administration, the hands of Israel's prophetic clock stopped. The nation of Israel and her prophecies entered complete abeyance. We currently live outside of Israel's prophetic times. The last prophecy fulfilled was that of Isaiah 6:9-10, nearly 2,000 years ago, as recorded in Acts 28:25-28. With Israel's prophetic clock still motionless, Christ will reveal himself among the celestials. We'll join him there in his appearance as co-regents, the new aristocracy of heaven. This manifestation has no prophetic signs or indicators pointing to its arrival. We live completely outside of prophecy, with our hope, our confident expectation, being pre-existent before the disruption of the world. There is no timetables for this unprophesied event whatsoever.